presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Fellas and girls, as you read your newspapers and listen on the air to thrilling tales about the daring exploits of American airmen in giant flying fortresses and liberators, lightning-fast Thunderbolts and P-38s, I'll bet you've wished many times that you were old enough to qualify for training as an Army or Navy flyer. Well, even though you may still be too young to join Uncle Sam's air services, you can prepare yourself for the fulfillment of that wish. That is, if you're a high school junior or senior, or between 16 and 18 years of age. How? Listen carefully. Pre-flight courses are now being established in high schools all over the country for air-minded students. These courses teach navigation, aerodynamics, meteorology, theory of flight, engine design and structure, all the necessary fundamentals. And what's more, you can take these courses as part of your regular high school curriculum during regular school hours. These courses, approved by the Army and Navy Air Corps and the Civilian Aeronautics Administration, will train American youth to take its place in aviation, America's strongest arm in war, and America's greatest career in peace. So get in the swim. Prepare to take your place in American peacetime aviation. Remember, if you're a high school junior or senior, or between the ages of 16 and 18, you are eligible to take these courses. Now, if some of our listeners are still too young for this special training, tell your older brothers and friends about the pre-flight training courses in high schools. I know they'll be interested. Tell them to find out at once if there are aviation courses already established in your high school. If not, ask your high school principal to include them in the curriculum for the next semester. Now, further information may be obtained by writing the United States Office of Education, Washington, D.C. But don't waste time. Careers are waiting for you in civilian and military aviation. America needs flyers. And now to our story. As you remember, Hop Harrigan, Tank Tinker, and Hop's Aunt Agatha were together in a hotel room in San Rio, a seaport on the west coast of Costa Rica, when a uniformed messenger arrived with a note for Hop. The note was signed by the commander of the Costa Rican Air Force and requested an immediate interview on a matter of great importance. Suspicious, because the handwriting in the note seemed to resemble German script, Hop instructed Tank and Aunt Agatha to follow him in a car in order to find out where the messenger was taking him. As we continue today, the gray car in which Hop and the messenger are riding is moving along the main highway at a fast clip. Following it, at a distance of a half mile, is the car with Tank at the wheel. Aunt Agatha is seated beside him. Suddenly, he glances up at the rear vision mirror, and his eyes pop.
Jumping jennies.
What is it, Tank? What's the matter?
There's a car behind us. Turn around and get a good look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
Of course I see it.
Aunt Agatha, we're being followed. That car behind us is just like the gray one. We're trailing. They got us in the middle.
Oh, nonsense, Tank. Why should anyone be following us? We haven't done anything.
Oh, you don't understand. Hop was right. That note he got was a phony.
What's the note got to do with a car following us? If you can't talk sense, don't talk at all.
I'm talking sense. You just don't know how these Nazi agents work. They're not so dumb, not by a long shot.
Tank Tinker, what are you driving at?
Just this. Now, they sent that second car along, the one behind us, just to make sure Hop wasn't trailed to their hideout. We never even stopped to think of that, and so here we are, caught in the middle, getting the old squeeze play.
Well, after all, you don't have to stay in the middle getting squeezed, do you?
Where else are we going to go? If I step on the gas, we'll pull up to the car Hop's riding in and spoil his game. If we drop back, we'll lose him. Hey, wait a minute.
Now what?
The car behind us is pulling up. The heat's on.
I don't feel any heat. What are you talking about?
Oh, I mean they're closing in on us.
Boy, are we in a spot. What'll I do? What'll I do?
Oh, stop mumbling to yourself. You're making me nervous.
I'm making you nervous. That's a hot one.
Oh, you're right, Tank. That car is coming closer.
Yeah, and fast, too. Well, there's only one thing we can do.
What?
Give it a run for its money. Hold tight. I'm going to shove the gas pedal down to the floor.
Well, I thought you said
we can't help it if we overhaul, Hop. I'm not letting these monkeys catch me. Here we go. Hey, what was that?
Sounded like a backfire.
Hey, backfire my eye. They're shooting at us. Keep down, down.
Oh, good heavens.
Get down, I said. Slide down on the floor.
But Hank, the floor's so dirty.
Take your choice, dirt or bullets.
Oh, I suppose you're right. Oh, what's going to happen to us, Hank?
I don't know. They seem to be shooting at the tires, trying to plug one. Hey, if we get a blowout, we're liable to turn over going this fast.
Well, for heaven's sake, slow down.
And let them nab us, nothing to it.
Oh, why did I ever get myself mixed up in this? Why didn't I leave well enough alone?
Well, Hop warned you. He told you there might be trouble. He said it was no job. I got it. It's a blowout.
Thank you.
Can't stop or we're heading for a tree. We're going to crash.
Yes?
Senor Harrigan is waiting.
Oh, send him in, please. Ah, Senor Harrigan, the pleasure is mine. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Please be seated. A cigar, perhaps?
No, thank you.
Cigarette?
No, I don't smoke.
A very enviable virtue, to be sure. Well, I see you wasted no time responding to my request for an interview.
Are you General Juan Domingo?
No, I am not. Unfortunately, the general was suddenly called to Cartago. However, I am authorized to speak for him. We have been watching your career with a great deal of interest, Senor Harrigan.
When you say we, just who do you mean?
Who else but the government of Costa Rica?
You're quite sure about that?
That is a rather strange question.
Of course I am sure. You're quite sure that it isn't the German Luftwaffe, the Nazi Gestapo, that's been watching my career with a great deal of interest?
You are either a very clever or a very suspicious young man, Senor Harrigan. Or perhaps both. Undoubtedly, the Gestapo has been observing you. But that is no concern of mine.
I wonder.
What did you say?
I said, I wonder.
Then perhaps I had better put an end to your wonderment. Excuse me. Schroeder.
Yeah?
She's a detail.
Jawohl, Herr Baron.
I have just given instructions for the door to be locked so we may discuss our business in privacy. There. It is done. We are alone, mein Herr. Now permit me to introduce myself. I am Baron Gustav Schiller, representing Herr Dr. Goebbels, Minister of Propaganda under the Third Reich.
Well, you seem quite proud of your connection.
I have every right to be proud of it. However, I do not propose to enter into a discussion with you as to the relative merits of your government or my own. I have not trailed you 7,000 miles for that.
What's that?
Yes, mein Herr. I have been following you for the past 6 weeks, ever since you succeeded in stealing a Messerschmitt plane from occupied France. Frankly, you have been a thorn in the side of the Third Reich. My orders are to remove you.
Well, I must say you're going about it in a peculiar way. Why waste all this energy? Phony notes, uniform messengers? I'm human. One bullet would do the trick.
No. No, that would be the wrong approach. It would make you a hero, a martyr. You are worth much more to us alive than dead. Since a great part of this war is being fought in the air, we are in need of something to develop our air arm. You, Herr Harrigan, have that something. The plastic plane.
Wow, this is all very interesting. Go on.
We are prepared to pay a high price for your services. I have with me $1 million in American currency.
$1 million? Boy, that's a lot of money.
It would make you independent for life.
Yes, I suppose it would. But what sort of life? The life of a traitor who put a knife in the back of his country and his people? Oh, no. We were stabbed once just about a year ago at Pearl Harbor. A lot of blood was spilled when your sneaking allies, the Japs, stabbed us in the back. We haven't forgotten that. No, not for a minute. The boys in the Solomons remember it. General MacArthur remembers it, and we won't forget it. T. until you murderers have been taught a lesson for all time. You know, you have a funny idea that Americans can't hate. Well, maybe we take a long time building up to it. Maybe we are slow to kill. Maybe we don't like to take human life. But it can't be helped now. Words don't mean anything to you and your kind. Bullets are what count. And believe you me, you're going to get them day in and day out until you're down on your knees begging for mercy. This is the last war we're ever going to fight, and this time we're winning it for keeps.
A very pretty speech, mein Herr. Very pretty.
It wasn't meant to be pretty. Oh, you don't have to listen to me. You know what's happening. You know what our boys are doing in Africa and Guadalcanal. And yeah, your boss, Herr Goebbels, can tell you about our flying fortresses. How they're getting through to Germany every night in the week. Ah, you're frightened. That's the trouble. You're losing and you know it. This is the beginning of the end. And from now on...
Do you hear me?
There, you see? That's a sign. Frazzled nerves.
You have said too much, Harrigan. All I wish from you now is an answer to one question. Will you or will you not cooperate?
The answer is no.
That is unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Come.
Herr Baron?
Yeah, what is it?
Ein Mann und eine Frau haben ihm von einem Hotel gefolgt. Wir haben sie gefangen genommen. Sie sind in Nachbar Zimmer. Sie hätten ein Axtel gehabt, aber sie sind noch gut.
Ah, sehr gut.
Das ist alles?
No, wait. Harrigan, I have just received some very interesting news. We are entertaining two of your friends, a man and a woman. The two who followed you from the hotel.
You're lying.
They are in the adjourning room. Their car crashed into a tree, but they suffered only minor injuries. Perhaps I can arrange something that will make you change your mind about cooperation with the Third Reich. Schroeder.
Ja, Herr Baron?
Look at your watch.
Ja, Herr Baron.
What time have you? Answer me in English.
2 minutes and 30 seconds before 5 o'clock.
That is correct. You will go into the next room where the man and woman are being captured. Precisely on the stroke of 5. Unless I give you orders to the contrary, you are to eliminate the man and the woman.
What? You wouldn't dare.
Lock the door on your way out. And remember, the stroke of 5.
Jawohl.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler. Harrigan, you have 2 minutes in which to change your mind. I will place the mantel clock on the desk so you can see it and hear it. You have 2 short minutes.
Puzzled and uncertain, Hop's eyes shift from the clock to the German's face. He wonders if Tank and Aunt Agatha really are in the adjoining room. And if so, will Schiller carry out his threat to murder them in cold blood? Slowly the seconds pass and the hour hand of the clock moves closer to 5. What will Hop do? What can he do? Don't miss tomorrow's thrilling episode. Same time, same station. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan. America's ace of the airwaves. And so we leave Hop Harrigan for today. But don't let another day go by until you find out for yourself all about the pre-flight training courses now being established in high schools all over the country. Remember, fellas, that this war, this terrific fight the United Nations are putting up to wipe out the Axis, is being fought by physically fit, well-trained young men. In modern warfare, training is all important. Toughness is essential. And youth, with these other two attributes, is necessary. It's never too early to prepare yourself, to make yourself physically fit, and to get as much training as you can for the demands of a career in the air age, either as an aviator in the air forces or as a commercial flyer after the war. Your school systems are taking steps to help you prepare yourselves for the demands of the air age. So take advantage of their aid. If you want further information about pre-flight training in high schools, write to the United States Office of Education, Washington, D.C. America needs flyers.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
I'm
control tower to CX4. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you tomorrow. Same time, same station.
Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. Hop Harrigan came to you from New York. This is the Blue Network.